This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh my gosh, I have got to be the worst mom ever. I am so feeling guilty right now. So feeling guilty. All right. And it's not that I'm scatterbrained. It was a very calculated morning that ended up, I'm just a horrible mom. I just am. So, Brock, you know, my, second son, the baby, he's about what, 12, 13 now? 13. I don't know how old he is. I think he's 13. Okay. Hard to tell because it changes all the time. But, you know, we were cutting the commercial for Tools for Teachers. We were, you know, working on our, you know, at Beasley Broadcasting, and I had, you know, to come to the Dr. Dahlia Studios to do my show. Well, he didn't want to come to the Dr. Dahlia Studios, even though, you know, it's like Disneyland over here. He wanted to go back home and sleep in a little bit because I woke him up really, really early because, you know, I have to hustle in the mornings. So I decided to take him back to the house before I headed over to the studios. And looking at the clock, I was like, I'm really not going to have time to get out of the car, you know, bring him in, et cetera. So I called my husband and said, look, I'm going to be dropping off Brock. So just to let you know. Okay, and he said, okay. So I do. I drive up to the house. I let him out. I did. I stopped the car. You know, I let him out. So I'm starting to go towards the house. I'm like, okay, good. See you. Love you. Bye. Then I go and I zoom, you know, and I go off. Right. So I come to find out that hubby's not even home. Hubby's at work already. Okay, of all the days for hubby to actually come to work on time, today was the day. So then the horror goes in going, I just dropped my son off with no phone, because he lost his phone, no water, okay, nothing in front of the house. Now, it should be okay because older brother is home, okay? Well, yeah, older brother Stone. Okay, well, Stone thinks sleeping in till noon and being woken up by 12:30 is being woken up too early. And we're talking, it's like, you know, 8-something in the morning. So thank God Brock figured out how to wake Stones up so he would come and unlock the door and let him in. So he's in. He's fine. He really wasn't stuck for more than a few minutes outside. And it's in a shaded area and all that. It's still cool. But, I mean, oh, my gosh. You know, I dropped him off. I thought I made sure hubby was home, whatever. But this is why, you know, stupid things happen, unfortunately, to our kids, and accidents happen because you think that you went through the motion and you think that, you know, if my husband didn't answer the phone, I would have probably taken that extra time and gone, okay, you know what? And I'm not blaming him. It's just you. I did a step, and if I wouldn't have done that step, I might have been more careful. You know, and, you know, if I would have left, well, you know what, I would have figured it out, and then I would have gone back home and you know, picked him up, and then I would have played a replay. So, I just feel bad. I just feel, anyway, so I feel like a, and, you know, I've done, you know, when I look back to my parenting history, there's a lot of things, you know, I regret. I mean, I think I'm a wonderful mom. I love my kids to death. I've been very careful. I've been keeping them safe, you know, and I've never really been scatterbrained. The only time I was scatterbrained and something happened to my kid is Stone, the older one, was a baby, and I told you about this. You know, I'm walking around holding him because he stopped crying when I would walk around with him, so I would have to hold him all the time. When he was born, I held him, even when I went to the bathroom or when I slept, I had to, like, hold him 24-7. So I remember going, like, 3 days holding this kid. So anyway, so while I'm walking around talking to my sister, I walk through a doorway. Well, Stone's head, you know, is kind of big, and his head didn't clear the doorway. So, boom, he's okay. He was okay. Yeah, I wasn't walking that fast. But, you know, so that was another regret I had as a parent. And I don't want any child protective services taking the kids away. I mean, I love my kids. But, you know, the reason why I'm sharing this with you is not to get arrested, but, you know, to you know, let you guys know that, you know, a lot of us do scatterbrain things. And, you know, thank God, you know, some of our kids, you know, come out okay. But, you know, we're at a time now where it's, you know, drowning season. And I don't want people scatterbrained or playing Pokemon Go. I mean, if I wasn't scatterbrained and I potentially left my kid outside of the house alone, okay, I mean, imagine somebody scatterbrained. You know, the stuff, you know, I mean, so it's, he's okay. He got into the house. Luckily, he woke up Big Brother. Thank God Big Brother woke up. But, you know, it's, I don't know. It just, you know, it makes you think. Things that make you go, Things make you go, I need to get that clip. Anyway, one other instance is I was taking my kid to get vaccinated. And he was 4 months old. And he was just starting to roll. And, you know, the nurse said, okay, you know, put him on the table. And I'm standing next to the table. I'm standing right next to him. I'm talking to him and all that. And rather than rolling towards me, he decides to roll away from me. And he rolls right off the exam table. Yeah, this is stone. It explains his grades. I know. So he rolls off the exam table, and he gets caught between the wall and the exam table. Okay, so of course I'm screaming, and I look, and I see him there, and he's happy. You know, so he, you know, head trauma, thank God. But, you know, he's basically caught between the wall and the, and, yeah, so, you know, I grab him and, you know, I'm like, okay, you know what? And I'm like, you know, and, you know, the nurse is like, what? And I'm like, you know, my baby. But, okay, so I did that. And I'm saying this to make you guys feel better, you know, about, you know, if you're not the perfect parent, but to be careful. But the one thing that still gives me nightmares is was it Stone or Brock? I think it was Brock. Okay, so we're in a hotel, and the elevator doors were opening and closing, and I didn't realize the speed at which they were opening and closing. Now, I always leave the elevator first so that if anybody is, so, you know, nobody gets run over. So I start to walk with him, but he's behind me. Well, he pauses for a second, and when I turn around to go, why aren't you coming? The doors close, and the elevator goes. I mean, many of us have been in that situation. They're like, oh, my baby. So I am screaming at the elevator, hitting the button, which never helps. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. So we get security, and I go, my baby's in the elevator. Well, it turns out, thank God, there were stairs. The floor below, he went to the floor below, and he starts crawling up the stairs to mommy, hearing me scream, and I got my baby. Oh, my gosh. Man, oh, I love my kids, but oh, Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-TELLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Is Show. We're all really taken back and somber today when 84 people had been killed celebrating Bastille Day in Nice, France, when a terror attack occurred, killing 84 seriously critically injuring 50 that are right now being treated. Two Americans, 10 children among those dead. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Tom working the dials. It was being reported earlier today, and I apologize if some of you listened to the show delayed, that it was somebody associated with ISIS. However, I was watching many news outlets admit that yet. So my source is coming from Daily Mail, and the police say that they arrested the wife of the ISIS fanatic who killed 84 people. Killer Mohamed LaRouhi Bouhel, 31 years old, was a French-Tunisian national, married father of three, and he had driven a truck high speed and plowed through crowds of people that were celebrating last night, Bastille Day. So today, Paris prosecutor Francois Mullins said police have arrested his wife, Hajer, who he was about to divorce as the detectives try to establish his motives and if he had accomplices. We see the dramatic footage. I believe it went on, it was like a 19-ton truck that, this went on for at least a mile. There's also reports that he was shooting as well. We're not sure if it was shooting or it was the sound of people, unfortunately, being run over by the truck. The death toll thus far that we're being told is at 84. 202 people injured, 52 are critical. One eyewitness who filmed armed officers approaching the cab of the truck and firing says he heard screaming. And he said he saw that the, well, he was there when he saw the driver shot by police. This is a very, it's at the point now where it's almost like every day or every other day some horrific attack is happening. And, you know, we've talked and you watch the news and you watch the correspondents and the commentators go back and forth on what needs to be done. And, I haven't seen anybody come forward, you know, like you would see back in the 1940s, okay? Or even 50s, going, you just messed with an ally. You killed Americans. You are going to be sorry. This is over. I don't see any of that. I haven't seen any of that. All right? Okay? I mean, I don't have quotes prepared yet from Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or from President Obama. But if we did hear a resounding speech such as that, I'm sure we would have heard that by now. I think Hillary was talking about how, you know, we need to, figure out how to deal with this. This is a different kind of war. It's a, I want to hear, and again, I'm not sitting there criticizing any one politician. But, and I understand it's an election year, and I understand that, you know, everybody has to, you know, talk to their PR firm. But let me just say, hell no, no more. And I mean, I don't know what I need to do to defend our country and defend our allies and to defend our kids and defend innocent people, but I'm not going to put up with this crap anymore. And this is what I want to hear from everybody. I mean, what is happening? The fact that nobody even wants to, and I understand you have to take your time and fact check. Okay? And you can't just say somebody's associated with ISIS or somebody's a terrorist without, you know, doing your proper due diligence. I get that. But okay, there's been plenty of time. I think you could figure this stuff out pretty quickly and then, you know, let people know. What, I mean, we didn't find out who it was until this morning. How are we supposed to prevent other attacks? How are we supposed to protect ourselves? You know, many of you in your emails to me, very passionate about our borders and securing our borders and, strengthening up our military. And I don't know what advice to tell you. If you're telling your congressmen and if you're telling your legislatures and they're not doing anything about it, it's going to unfortunately force us to want to take matters into our own hands. And, you know, many of you have asked me about the, gun control movement and why that's stalling and why isn't it something that everybody agrees upon? Because, honestly, I'm sick of gun violence. I am. I our school's being shot up. This is ridiculous. Guns getting into the wrong hands. However, okay, the one thing I've said many, many times that I think a lot of people realize is when somebody wants to kill and when somebody wants to, you know, commit a terrorist attack, okay, whether they have a gun, whether they have a knife, whether they have a vehicle, and we've talked about that, people will plow vehicles into crowds of innocent people. And what this just proved to us is somebody without a gun could cause, you know, just as much, if not more, carnage than what we've seen. I mean, look at September 11th. They took a plane. And so, you know, if something like this happened in my neck of the woods, I would want to use my gun and try to stop the person before they killed any more people. So now you have this huge movement to, you know, limit guns and decrease access for us good guys. This is why, you know, this is not an easy slam dunk, we all agree. All right? If I see a truck barreling down the street and I think a group of people are going to get killed over there, I am going to want to use that gun to either shoot out the tires or shoot the driver or do something to stop that man from murdering or woman from murdering people. Okay? I mean, if we don't have the leadership or we don't have, you know, an infrastructure in place to protect us, and, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I mean, we have crowds of people. Okay? I mean, I am very concerned for our tourists and for our citizens, just like anybody else here, on both sides of the aisle. You know, I think if we want to look at something where we agree on is we want to protect ourselves, we want to protect each other, and we don't want a terrorist attack hurting innocent people. So I think we could all agree on that. How to do that is up in the air and what is prolonging an appropriate response from us. And I'm not saying we should let everybody have guns so they could all protect, you know, each other and it could be absolutely mass mayhem. But this is why any sort of gun control movement is not going to make the progress that many people want, because something like this happens. And, I mean, thank God police were able to shoot the driver. But, you know, if this happened in my neck of the woods, I would want this stopped before he makes it a whole mile. The second I see any sort of, you know, swaying or abnormal behavior, I'd want to shoot those tires. And I understand truck physics. I get it, okay? You know, I'm being, you know, obviously general, you know, when I speak on this. But it's frustrating, okay? And maybe it's because I come from a military family where, I mean, my dad knew how to protect us. My grandfather knew how to protect us, knew how to protect others, knew how to protect the city, you know, his country, swore to protect his country. I mean, you know, we do the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, many of us Americans, we don't serve in the military. Maybe that is something we need to do. Maybe we need to follow how Israel does things, where we all, you know, do our military service. So we all, you know, contribute to our country, and we always have a heightened state of protection, awareness, and readiness. I don't know what the answer is, but when you see something like this happen to France twice, I mean, multiple attacks have happened, obviously, on there, but of this magnitude, and it could very easily happen in our wonderful country. I mean, what are we doing about it? Where are people standing up going, no more, this is over now? And we're not demonstrating that to the rest of the country. I mean, I'm here to report that he was an ISIS fanatic. But if that gets, I guess, poo-pooed, and that gets covered up and not revealed, because everybody's trying to, I don't know, please who, which side, I don't know if you're trying to please ISIS, and nobody wants to admit to who's behind this, when it's apparent. And again, I mean, this is one news source. Maybe the new, you know, maybe it doesn't have to do with ISIS, but that's why I always kind of try to tell you my sources. But, you know, us quieting, you know, trying to hide or protect, you know, people's feelings, because we don't want to reveal, you know, who just mass murdered 84 people. Obviously, ISIS and our bad guys, even who aren't even associated with this, are laughing at us. Where's our strength? People should be fearing doing something like this for the repercussion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So New York has reported a Zika transmission by sex, but this is the first time we've heard of a female-to-male transmission of Zika. New York City's health department on Friday reported the first female-to-male transmission of the Zika virus, which is most typically spread by, obviously, a bite from a mosquito. The CDC said the report is the first documented case of sexual transmission of Zika from a woman to her male sex partner. All previously reported cases of sexually transmitted Zika have been spread from men to their sex partners. In the New York case, transmission of the virus occurred on the day that a woman in her 20s returned to the country's, largest city, obviously, New York, right, from an area with active Zika transmission and had a single event of unprotected sex with a male partner. The man had not traveled outside of the United States in the prior year. So the woman developed fever, fatigue, a rash, body aches the next day, sought treatment. Then her male partner developed symptoms 7 days later and sought treatment with the same caregiver. He, too, was diagnosed with Zika. Health officials from New York reported the case in the CDC's weekly report on death and disease. They said the timing and the sequence of events support female-to-male Zika virus transmission through unprotected vaginal sex. The CDC said it recommends that all pregnant women who have a sex partner who have traveled to or resides in an area with Zika use barrier methods such as a condom every time they have sex, or they should not have sex during pregnancy. Although no cases of woman-to-woman Zika transmission have been reported, these recommendations now also apply to female sex partners of pregnant women. The CDC said it's updated its recommendations for sexually active people in which the couple is not pregnant or concerned about pregnancy and for people who want to reduce personal risk of Zika infection. U.S. health officials have concluded that Zika infections in pregnant women can cause, obviously, microcephaly, where you have the small head shape and, unfortunately, the lack of the brain growth and neurological development, and these babies unfortunately become very severely developmentally behind and unable to progress well. The World Health Organization has said there's obviously a strong scientific consensus that Zika causes this and Guillain-Barré. Guillain-Barré is the rare neurological syndrome that causes temporary paralysis in adults. We had a case in Puerto Rico where a man died of ITP, where his platelets started to become attacked by his body, the clotting factors, and which causes somebody to internally bleed to death. It's a very, very scary scary sequelae of a rare one of a viral infection. So a female-to-male sex transmission. Now, you see, what's also fascinating to me about this case is many times people don't have symptoms from Zika. So it's very interesting that she and the partner, a very unrelated partner, nobody, you know, very similar symptoms. You know, I'm wondering if this virus has a couple different forms where you have the one that, it could either be the same virus and just some people get affected by it and some don't, and that definitely happens, you know, in the microbiology world. Or do we have different strains of the virus, which is extremely important to determine? And if you have different strains of the virus, where one will cause you to have these very vocal symptoms and apparent symptoms, and some that don't, we need to know about that while we're futzing around with a vaccine. And we want to make sure futzing, F-U-T-Z, it's a Yiddish term, okay? It's futzing. It's like messing around. It's something, kids could use that term. Yeah, by the way, Yiddish, for those of you that want a language where, you're allowed to, you could cuss, but they're not true cuss words, use Yiddish. Okay, I have heard so many of you spew out Yiddish words because there's kids around, and that's exactly what it's used for. I don't know if that's what it was originally developed for. My guess is yes. You know, because, I mean, my mom, you know, she would not want to cuss in the house, but, oh, boy, did she just spew out Yiddish terms, and I kind of knew what she meant, okay? But no problem saying it on air because they're Yiddish, okay? And if nobody really speaks Yiddish, then I think we're good, okay? But anyway, so while we're putzing is another word you can do. While you are putzing around, okay, we use a lot of Z's in Yiddish, putzing around with the vaccine, if we have one, plan for one virus and there's variants of it, we're going to really miss the boat. So I would suggest getting on that. But it's a very interesting, and it also reinforces the concept that, you know, STDs can be transmitted by females. There doesn't have to be that quote-unquote injection aspect of it. Okay? You dig? Let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Eating red meat may boost the risk for kidney failure. Another study scaring the hell out of us that love red meat. They say if you swap out red meat for another protein, you may reduce the risk. Red meat intake was strongly associated with an increased risk of end-stage renal disease and loss of normal kidney function. The relationship was also dose-dependent, meaning the more you ate, the worse it was for you. The association held up even after they compensated for factors that could skew the results, like health conditions, lifestyle, anti-inflammatories, you know, taking in ibuprofen, etc., chronically. So they already accounted for that. They said our findings suggest that patients with chronic kidney disease or the general population, they can still maintain protein intake, but consider switching to plant-based sources. If they still choose to eat meat, fish, shellfish, or shellfish or poultry are better alternatives to red meat. Okay, yeah, but you see, okay, if it doesn't moo, it's not meat. All right, I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I had a little baby piece of sea bass yesterday, and it was okay. I mean, I like sea bass when it's Chilean and it's cooked beautifully, and, you know, so I like sea bass. But when, you know, somebody does cheap sea bass, it doesn't really taste that good. And I'm sitting there going, okay, this is my meat. For today, it's not my meat. It's not meat. It's white, first of all. Okay, the fish is white. Salmon, believe it or not, I actually like salmon. I know a lot of people don't like salmon. I like salmon. And I'll eat salmon if it kind of looks like a steak. You know, like where you have to take a fork and knife. The problem is usually a fork does it. And that, okay, I think that's an issue from a psychological standpoint on why a lot of us don't eat fish, okay, or substitute it for meat. Meat, you need to dig into. Okay? Is your mouth watering? Mine is. Okay? When you have a steak, you gotta pierce that sucker with a fork. Then you gotta take the knife and you gotta serrate it and let all those juices flow. Yeah, exactly. Just like that sound. And then when you get it into your teeth, you gotta shear it and tear it and just rawr, you know, that kind of meat. That's what you gotta do. A rib. I watch my husband eat ribs and he doesn't know this, but I am so turned on by the way he digs in to a rib. Well, we eat beef ribs because, you know, pork isn't kosher, but anyway. And I see him just shear that meat off the bone with his teeth. It is so sexy. So now you get a little tiny piece of trout or a little baby piece of salmon and you take your fork and it just gracefully ballerina-like falls off the steak of it and onto your fork and it's pink and you're like, okay, wait a second, this isn't meat. Hi, what the heck is this? So, I would suggest, going vegan. No, I mean, just cut back on meat. You might as well eat some vegetables. I think eating some fish is good and it's helpful, but do not try to tell me that fish is meat. Doesn't moo. It's not meat. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert representative.
reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm still on level one with the Pokemon Go because, and maybe one of you could call in and tell me what I'm supposed to do with it, but the girl doesn't move. I mean, she walks in one place. So I know I'm doing something wrong, and I already had my first little war, right, where you throw those red balls or whatever. So I've already done that, and I won that. So I feel like I'm an expert now at Pokemon Go. But she doesn't move. She like walks in the same place. I don't know, and I'm like walking around the whole city. I don't know how to get her to move out. So I'm not sure what's going on. So if any of you could tell me what I'm doing wrong so I do this right. One of you taught me how to spin the coin, so that helped, but I still can't get her to move. So I don't know. I thought maybe she had a thyroid disorder. Maybe she was tired, anemic, you know, and just sluggish. But no, it's not that. So if you guys could tell me what to do, please, because I really don't want to be stuck on level one when all of you guys are bragging that you, which by the way, not very sexy. Okay, you know, for many of you guys playing Pokemon, not very sexy. It's all right. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is definitely not sexy. CDC is going to pay at least $50 for Zika-infected semen for 210 volunteers. According to New York Daily News, if you have Zika, your semen may be worth at least $50 to the CDC. The virus, widely spread through infected mosquitoes, can also be transmitted sexually, and researchers want to get their hands on infected semen to study how long it lives in the bodily fluid. In return for this, the CDC is going to give you a $50 gift card each time it's contributed, asking for a dozen donations every 2 weeks for 6 months. That's got to be illegal, right? Something about that, my guess is somewhere. I mean, especially in New York, you know, well, there's a lot of rules there, huh? I don't know. Well, you know what? They can make it fly. Great. So far, 40 men have volunteered as the CDC hopes to recruit 210 more donors. So if you want to make a quick buck, yep. But very interesting. And obviously this came out before we heard of the female to male sex. So I'm not sure what they would be offering for that. As of Tuesday, the CDC reported 14 cases of Zika spreading through sexual contact. At least 324 cases of the virus have been discovered in New York alone, with statistics showing that 5% of people in New York City have Zika, the majority of which who travel abroad. So this is obviously a major concern. So again, if you guys can make some money, that's good for you. I just don't understand why we women aren't offered, you know, the same employment opportunities. Latin America's Zika outbreak, they say, should quote unquote burn out within 3 years. Oh, this is the watch and wait attitude, like the government wants to have when it comes to prostate cancer. You know what? Let's just watch and wait. Keep our head in the sand, and maybe the cancer will just go away so we don't have to spend any more money. But a team of British experts, okay, believes that the Zika epidemic that's afflicting Latin America will be gone within 3 years. They base their estimate on modeling using available data on the outbreak, which has so far involved thousands of cases of Zika-linked birth defects, mainly in Brazil. The Zika virus is typically spread by mosquito bites. For most people, the health risks are mild, but material infection in pregnancy can trigger microcephaly, a condition where babies are born with too small heads and neurological issues. The new analysis uses, quote-unquote, all available data to provide an understanding of how the disease will unfold, and they say our analysis suggests Zika spread is not containable, but that the epidemic will burn itself out within 2 to 3 years. Reporting July 14th in the journal Science, Ferguson and his team pulled together all the existing data on Zika transmission throughout Latin America. They then used the data along with the information on outbreaks of similar viruses such as dengue to create a model that represents the current outbreak. And so basically they use math because people who have already been infected with Zika are unlikely to be reinfected. The epidemic should burn itself out within 3 years. So babies born with Zika that may not have the neurological development. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I buy that. I mean, you know, they have a point. And I never want to, trust me, I never want to disagree with the British. Okay, because they, you know, they're very, very smart. And they definitely sound smarter than me. So, I mean, you know, who am I to sit there and, you know, take on a British expert? Okay, you know, because he'd be like, what in bloody hell are your qualifications? And I'd be like, you know what? The fact that you speak that eloquently, I will back down. I am humbled by your expertise. But, like the Ebola outbreak, took active. I mean, we had to, you know, quarantine off countries, stop travel. I mean, we had to really clamp down. And it probably took us a year and a half to control Ebola. I don't think we could do it in 3 years with Zika. A burning itself out, I think that's being a little overly optimistic. Now, maybe the crux of it and the heavy of it, yeah, okay, maybe I'm seeing that the worst is yet to come as we go into year two. Then I see hopefully by year three we have our poop together. I'm hoping we have our poop together by tomorrow, but I just don't think that's going to happen. But it starts to get spread because of the Olympics and because of travelers and lack of education on the topic. You know, like a lot of us, like, really? So a woman with Zika could sleep with somebody? I mean, we knew sexual transmission, but now we're actually seeing, okay, look, we're seeing, you know, two cases of this. You know, we don't even have Zika understood yet. It's been around since the 40s and 50s, but we don't have it understood to the degree on what the heck is happening and why now, that I just don't think 3 years is being realistic. I really hope, especially when they say it would die out on its own. Okay, now, diseases have done that. Okay, I mean, flu outbreaks, etc. I mean, there are time limits. You know, and somebody could say, well, wow, you know, they're giving it 3 years. So, it is possible. But it just, something is very odd about what's happening with this. Okay, I mean, we have a virus that's been around for decades, okay, 70 plus years, that all of a sudden is causing this mass chaos, and we're throwing into the mix man's manipulation of science and nature. You know, we still aren't convinced that we didn't bring this upon ourselves. You know, we've been talking about the GMO mosquitoes. We've been trying to play around with mosquitoes now for a while so they stop spreading malaria, stop spreading West Nile, dengue, etc. And so there's been rumors that the epicenter of the release of many of those mosquitoes seems to coincidentally be the epicenter of where Zika started. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly what happened, but this is something that has to be entertained. And so when we look at these models going, okay, well, you know, when you look at the, you know, Black Plague, and when you look at, you know, consumption outbreaks in past history, tuberculosis, things like that, well, we could basically base that this being viral. Well, no. First, this is a virus. We're not talking bacteria. Second, we're talking about a virus that might have been manipulated by man accidentally or inadvertently through what we've been doing with mosquitoes. So this is now completely different. The diseases that we will have, you know, that we are going to see in our future, and that unfortunately our kids and grandkids are going to be affected by, is going to be a completely different type of disease than what we were dealing with in the olden days. So we need to keep that in mind. We can't use that rubric. We have to, you know, realize that we're dealing with something that might never, we have no precedence for. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.